Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. We're so glad that you're still tuning in to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It for Mexicali and Imperial Valleys. And we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening. We're joined today by Jessica Minahan. She's a behavioral analyst, special educator, joining us today from Boston, Massachusetts. She's out here doing a training for the behavioral health staff on how to help kids with behavioral health disorders succeed at home and at school. So, what a good topic for a show. Now, I have a question. As a special educator, as a person committed to education, was it hard to lose the Boston accent? Or, I mean, because you have to speak proper English, and you can't just be totally Southside Boston rolling through stuff.
And well, yeah, I would say that I never really had a good Boston accent, but I do try to have one when I'm on the radio in Boston because, you know, you just lose all credibility.
Yeah,
speak, yeah, without it. So I do, I'm working on my Boston accent, actually. Because it does help in a pinch, you know, to bust it out.
Are we going to get samples throughout the show today?
Try to throw some Wicked Cools in.
Woo!
I will. Woo. I will do it.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So we were talking a little bit, we kind of set the table, if you will, on demographics. We've got all kids could use a little self-regulation. All kids could use a little support for their executive functioning.
Mm-hmm.
But kids with behavioral health problems are at particular risk because these could be game changers. You know, only 30% are employed.
Yes.
It's probably the 30% that got the most support, one might suspect.
Right.
So let's jump in and really spend a good chunk of show here talking about things, I guess let's start in school and then work our way around to home, about kind of literally ways that we can help support the growth and development of our people with behavioral health disorders.
But it's just not also for behavioral health. It could be also for...
Oh, no. I'm taking the self-regulation stuff home with me.
Well, okay. No. Yes. I mean, something that I can also use with my 7-year-old.
Right. Of course. I think that one thing in school that, you know, is really hard for kids, particularly with the mental health issues because of their inflexibility, like we were talking before, are transitions. And our classic transition warning for teachers, what do they say if they're about to tell the class, you know, snack's almost over, we're about to clean up. What do teachers, you know, teachers typically do that countdown, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, oh, there's 5 more minutes of snack, 4 more minutes of snack, 3 more. And that's typically what I hear. And parents do the same thing. You know, you have 5 more minutes of TV, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's super helpful for kids who have trouble in the third part of a transition. But if you zoom in and deconstruct transitions...
Wait, there's more than one part here?
There's more than one part. We all think about transitions as one big uh-huh. entity. But truthfully, there's 4 parts to every single transition, and kids have trouble in different parts of them. And just knowing that can really help a teacher out when they're trying to move a whole class. So, for example, the first thing you need to do is you need to stop doing the activity you're doing. So let's take a tough transition, like preferred to non-preferred. Mm-hmm. So shut off the computer and start doing your math work. And first of all, no one really wants to do that. And so I get when kids are non-compliant at that. But the truth is they need to stop first. And so a lot of our kids have trouble stopping. For example, if you were watching a really good romantic comedy, Maria, and they're about to, like, you know, he's running down the, you know, train station in the rain and he's about to stop the train and I said, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and stopped the movie right uh-huh. before he gets there.
No!
Like, you'd be so frustrated. And so a lot of times we pick a time to stop, which is right in the middle of we're doing something. We're reading, we're doing something. And an inflexible child can't stop on a dime midstream very well. And that's where we see a lot of tantrums where they get stuck.
So you need to stop at a time that it's, you know, not like you said in the middle.
Right.
They're doing something. It's like, okay, you're on the computer, finish this book, and we're
exactly.
going to stop.
Yeah, so a better transition warning is exactly what you said.
Or finish this game or whatever exactly. activity they're doing on the computer.
Yeah, a natural close to activity is a better place to stop. So if you stop at a commercial, if you tell your kid to shut off the TV at a commercial, you have much better success mm-hmm. having them comply than in the middle of the show. At the end of the show is the easiest, right? But, yeah, finding a natural close. So a better transition warning is let's find a stopping place because you're about to stop. Or before they, and or even more preventative, before they even start, you know, kids who are reading, mm-hmm. and the teacher says, okay, close your books, and they don't close their books, and now the teacher's saying, oh, he's non-compliant. Well, I see that as trouble stopping. And before he starts reading, take a little sticky note, try to guess, he'll probably have about this much time, and put the word stop on a sticky note at the end of a dialogue, the end of a chapter would be the best, a place where it's a natural close mm-hmm. for his inflexible brain to stop. And then, you know, tell him what to do while he's waiting. And we have, you know, seamless little transition there. You know, the transition warnings that we're talking about help with the third part of a transition, which is just when is the next thing starting. Kids with anxiety have a really hard time with that. They have trouble initiating.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.